As a young kid, I was very interested in the older people. I loved those people that I would just sit by these old guys, you know, and just watch them play music, you know, all night long and just soak it in, you know, and soak it in.
J'ai passé devant ta porte. J'ai crié, bye-bye, ma belle.
I loved those people. And if they would have played saxophones instead of recordings, I'd be playing saxophones today. I wanted to be what they were, and I wanted to do what they did. Cajunism. It's a way of life, and it's a vision. It's a vision that people have of who they are. The French language is still spoken when there's Cajun food. And of course, Cajun music.
Preservation of the Cajun culture is very important to Mark. And he wants to try to hang on to that world as long as he can and keep it authentic. He wants it to remain this older culture.
What a gorgeous day, huh?
Oh, my God.
My great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, they all lived here on this property. You know, my great-grandfather had a spinning wheel factory here, a cotton gin, sawmill. So I just feel their spirit walking around outside. My mother and my father would sponsor dances in the house, and there was no less than maybe 10 great accordion players in this neighborhood. Because my brain was programmed with this music for so many years, I just picked up the accordion and I played it because I had such a desire for it, you know. It wasn't that I felt like doing it. I needed to do it. So what is this thing? It's a Cajun accordion. What makes it different than other instruments? For one thing, an accordion have reeds, kind of like wood instruments like saxophones and clarinets, but these have steel reeds in them. That's why they have such an intense, amazing amount of volume. It's kind of like a harmonica, but the lungs, in this case, that pushes air through your harmonica, the lungs here are the bellows, this contraption here. When you press a button here, nothing happens until you blow or push air through it with the bellows. Plays a 7-note major scale, simple, 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 which means you can't put anything very complicated because you only have 7 words in your vocabulary to tell the story. The other side of it, it's got a very, very simple bass and chord accompaniment. The songs we play, the accompanying chords would be C, G, which we have, but also F. And we don't have the F chord. It's only these simple oompa, oompa. So what do we do? Well, the fact that we don't have the F chord and that we play the G against it sometimes adds this discordant sound that Cajun music is known for.
The accordion at first was not accepted by the Cajun people, and it was very unpopular. It was very loud. It drowned out the fiddle. But eventually, the people realized that loudness would come in handy in a loud dance hall with people dancing and yelling and partying. So at the turn of the century, the accordion became the sound of Cajun music.
By the 1930s, the only factory that was sending accordions to Louisiana was the Hohner people, which was in Germany. But Hohner decided to improve these accordions and to modernize them. Well, they did, to the point that no self-respecting Cajun wanted to play one. In 1955, a man from Lake Charles rebuilt the first Louisiana accordion. When I saw that, I came home the next morning. I was 17 years old, and I told my dad, I said, guess what I saw last night? A handmade copy of these old German accordions. I said, it was wonderful. It played so much better than the other accordions. I said, I want to build one. It took me a long, long time to get all this together. You know, all these little simple things that would have been available in a large city, who are not to be found here in this rural farming community of Yunis. So we have to make all our components. But we buy the bellows and the reeds, the internal reeds from Italy, and all the metal hardware, which is made of brass. This is made on this antiquated, greasy-looking machine here. It's called a punch press. By hand, it took me an hour to make 20 pieces. But when I got this machine, I said, wow, I'm leaving the Stone Age and entering the Industrial Revolution.
There you go. Repeat 7 more times.
So, 532 pieces assembling into a little tiny wooden box to make music, to make the people dance. Started in 1960, and I'm still here building accordions. Not a bad job.
Mark Dewey Balfour, D.L. Menard, they were the early pioneers of Cajun music and the first ones to be heard outside of the state. But you never heard about it much until about 1964, when suddenly, you know, the Cajuns started going to Newport, Rhode Island, to the folk festival there, and the Northerners got interested, and it was like, all right, this is gonna really start happening.
I always felt in my heart, one of these days that would really explode, this thing that called Cajunism. And in 1965, I started the Savo Music Center. Every Saturday morning for 54 years, I opened the doors to the older generation. The audience seemed to appreciate the gems that were there.
None of Cajun music was written on paper ever. That oral tradition passing down and down and down just by people hanging out together and listening to each other. Cajun music reflects the deep soul of these people.
When I was 10 years old, I bought my first harmonica here at Mark Savoy's for $3, and I saved money to buy it. And then when I got old enough, when I got old enough, I bought my accordion.
Okay, now this should free the... Okay, let's look at this side here only. Yeah, here are the reeds. There's actually 3 different octaves. There's a high octave, a piccolo octave here, 1 row of bassoon octaves, a real low octave, and as you can tell, they're huge. And what we have here are the switches. You'll notice that if I lower one of these stops here, you see the block go down. Well, what that does, it shuts the air off to that particular bank of reeds. Okay, the innards, the plate, we build and glue up something like that. It has the dividers like you see right here. So when you lower the stop, when you lower the knob on top, you can see what happens. See, as it stops the air from flowing through the reeds. Sometimes I'll make an accordion, and it's by far the best one I've ever built, or one of the best. And why is it better? You know, I don't know. I don't know, because everything is the same. But for some mysterious little something or other, it's superior. You know, I've spent so many years tinkering with this, you know, and I feel like it is a part of who I am.
Mark and I are from very different worlds. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and my mother sang well, and my father had a little Dixieland band. I just caught onto the guitar quickly. It seemed to be me. My father passed away when I was 13, and my mother said, let's go on an adventure. Let's go live in Switzerland for a year. So I had to learn French. In college, I went wild over French literature. I did my junior year abroad in Paris. I came back to America. And I went to the National Folk Festival, and there were these musicians speaking very old-style French. And I thought, who are these people? You know, and so I realized it was the Cajuns. And Mark was like, you have to come visit Louisiana. Oak trees, moss dripping, this beautiful old houses. Come with me fishing on the bayous. And it totally snowed me.
She arrived, and my mother caught me by the arm. She said, that's the girl you're going to marry. I said, no way. She said, she's too young. She said, no, I'm telling you, that's the girl you're going to marry. The rest is history.
The way I started playing Cajun music was that Mark just trained me to be the rhythm guitar player, and I knew French. I could sing the songs.
We've traveled the world with Cajun music. I guess we've been to every foreign country that has a name.
It smells amazing. So we're using a whole lot of roux in this gumbo because we like a nice, thick, dark brown gumbo.
Not quite ready. It's just some roux that's not diluted.
We have four children. The first one is Sarah Savoie. She's a wonderful mother and a great performer. She has a Cajun band in France.
Da-da-da-da.
Ready for the veggies. My second child, Joel. He's a very talented violin player and jazz guitar player, got his own recording studio.
I grew up in a household that was filled with music. My siblings and I toured a whole lot with the family. I definitely do think that I have the best parents in the world. When I wanted to play punk rock, my dad gave me a giant amp and he gave me that. Even though he hates that kind of music, you know, he was supportive.
Okay, now we can play music.
After Joel came Wilson 18 months later. And he can play any instrument he puts his hands on extremely well.
Anytime you want to get really good at something, you got to get obsessed with it. And that's how all of us in the family got good at what we do. In my family, there's no showman. They believe in just playing music, just straight face playing. That's great. But that's not my personality. I have much more of an outgoing personality. When I play music, I want to have fun. La Poussière is one of the oldest dance halls in Louisiana. And people come and they dance all night long to Cajun music. So it's folk music, but we just decide to play it with a little bit more oomph and rock and roll elements to it. Taking it a little bit farther to make it our own.
Gabrielle's my little girl. She was quite a bit later after the other batch. She's very in touch with the current culture, but she's actually very, very Cajun.
Art has always been a way just to tell my story in a way that is different from the rest of my family. I got into photography, and that became a way that I could express my experiences here in Southwest Louisiana. I started taking these photographs of Joel's Mardi Gras run out here, which is just the most surreal event ever. Growing up, I was always proud that my parents could do what they loved to do and that my mom adopted this culture as her own and it became a part of who she is.
She wrote the most influential book about Cajun music ever written. interviewed all the old legends and took pictures of them. Nobody was doing that.
One of my special love musical projects is my band called the Magnolia Sisters that Jane Vedrine and I started 37 years back. We were both young mothers, so we would just get in the kitchen with our new babies and let the babies play on the floor, and we'd play instruments.
We also like to dig through archives and old song books and everything, so we had old French songs spread all over Anne's kitchen and kids and their toys.
Those songs are literally from the time of Louis XIV. And there's songs I find as women we relate to. Some of the songs are about love, some about women being taken advantage of. Women always were an important part of Cajun music. A lot of women played the accordion in their homes while the food was cooking.
But it's not very normal to have a Cajun band that's comprised of all women. The Magnolia Sisters really broke the mold.
For me, hopefully I'll just continue doing what I'm doing. Getting together with my friends and my family and playing music together. Making instruments. Opening up the store on Saturday morning and let all the guys come in and let them do their thing. People like it, glory be. If they don't, we'll continue doing it the way we do it.